This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Ken Spain of the National Republican Congressional Committee. With now just 4 weeks remaining until Election Day, it's not just the presidential race that has a great deal of importance here in Washington, but also the outcome of the congressional races. And for the next several minutes, we'll be focusing specifically on the House side of Capitol Hill. And Ken, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Obviously, the Democrats won back majority of the House along with the Senate back in 2006. And right now, the majority is a little more than 30 seats. In the overall picture, given the climate right now, what are your expectations?
Well, I think we got a little bit of an uphill climb right now. I think if you take a look at the national climate, so to speak, from the presidential level on down, I think we've seen a little bit of a dip, at least temporarily, but I think we're going to see a little bit of an uptick here as we come into the next few weeks. Tomorrow night's going to be a very big night with John McCain debating Barack Obama. We think that he is still in a very good position to pull this off, and we think that he's going to also help level the playing field for Republicans running across the country in congressional districts.
One of the things that Barack Obama has tried to do is tie John McCain to a rather unpopular president. You have the advantage of trying to tie some of the members of the majority party to an even more unpopular Congress. Talk about some of the issues you think are going to work well for you in November.
Well, you're absolutely right. I think the signature accomplishment of this Democrat-led Congress has been its ability to send public approval ratings into the basement. We've seen very little action from them other than propping up corrupt Congressman Charlie Rangel and retaining him in his position at the Tax Writing Committee, despite his admission that he has evaded tax laws and circumvented the very tax laws that he himself has written. We've seen a lack of effort on their part on the economy. Their solutions are the same failed policies that we've been hearing for years since Jimmy Carter, when they continued to propose massive tax increases, increased spending, and we just believe at this time and at this juncture in our economy, we just do not think that the right thing to do is to start raising taxes. I think Sarah Palin pointed it out perfectly in last week's debate when she said, the problem with Barack Obama and with the Democrats is that they continue to run on the past. Presidential elections and congressional elections, for that matter, are about the future. People want to know what you're going to do to help them. How are you going to help them with the economy? How are you going to help them save that extra bit of money in their pocketbook? And we believe we have candidates from the top of the ticket on down that are offering the type of pro-growth solutions that people are looking for.
We're talking with Ken Spain, spokesman for the National Republican Congressional Committee. And Ken, one of the things we saw back in 2006 in terms of how the seats swung from Republican to Democrat is that the Democrats ran a lot of conservative Democrats. Mm-hmm. They ran pro-life, pro-gun rights type of folks in districts normally supportive of Republican candidates and certainly went strong for President Bush in 2000 and 2004. Do you see those folks as vulnerable this year? And if so, how?
Absolutely, and I think if you take a look at many of them, they talked a very good talk, but they haven't really been walking the walk since they got to Congress, and that's because Nancy Pelosi needs their vote on the issues that have mattered most when it comes to supporting our troops in the field, when it comes to raising taxes, when it comes to doing a number of things, when it comes to endorsing Charlie Rangel for the Ways and Means Chairman. Nancy Pelosi has always gotten her way, and we think that's a really big problem. We think that's part of the reason why Congress's approval rating continues to sink. And so, even with this bailout measure we saw, she was unable to gather the votes that she had promised. They continue to cast blame. And people seem to forget that over the last 2 years, Democrats ran Congress. They have a member of Congress, Paul Kanjorski, who is the subcommittee chairman of the Capital Markets Committee, basically the committee in charge of this entire Freddie and Fannie mess. His name has become synonymous with corruption on a number of cases, including an FBI including being the target of an FBI investigation. So we think, when it comes to addressing the economy, when it comes to addressing the issue of taxes, that there's just a lack of substance there. There's a lot of empty promises, a lot of hollow rhetoric, and running and pretending to be a conservative in election year doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to act that way once you get to Congress.
Ken, in terms of the districts where you think you have the best shots, we obviously have 435 districts, and the Democrats control more than 230 of them. But where do you see your best chances to pick up some seats?
Well, I think we have some really good opportunities starting first in Texas. Tom DeLay's old seat is now held by a Democrat named Nick Lampson, who it's in the Houston area. Nick Lampson has a long career, actually. He had served in Congress in a previous district, and his career consisted of opposing drilling. Those are not Texas values, we believe. Tim Mahoney, who's sitting in the old Mark Foley seat. Unfortunately, Mark Foley became somewhat infamous in 2006, as you might remember. And we have a great candidate there in Tom Rooney. Like I mentioned, Paul Kanjorski in Pennsylvania, who we believe has lost the goodwill of voters in northeastern Pennsylvania. We have a great candidate there in Lou Barletta, the former mayor of, or the current mayor, actually, of Hazleton, who made a name for himself by fighting illegal immigration. So those are just a few of the places where we believe we have an opportunity. There's numerous other opportunities. We had a few retirements in 2000 over the last two years, in 2007, 2008, but we believe we have some great candidates in line. And I think you're really going to see a new, fresh face to the Republican Party in Congress. It's going to be a post-baby boom generation, a group of members of Congress, and I think it'll just be a young, fresh face, a lot of younger faces with very different backgrounds who are local business owners or county sheriffs who will come to Congress and really provide a new outlook on the way business should be done.
Ken, you mentioned one of the things that would seem to be going against you this year, and that's that there's a lot more retirements on the Republican side than the Democratic side. How many of those seats do you consider safe, and which ones are you fighting the hardest in to keep them?
Yeah, we have there's about 29, I believe, 29 retirements in the House of Representatives on the Republican side over 2007 and 2008. That's a lot of retirements, especially when you compare it with the Democrats, who I believe only had 7 retirements for the entire cycle. But we believe, more than half of those are very safe. Greg Harper in Mississippi, we believe he's going to win. Mike Kaufman in Colorado in the old Tom Tancredo seat, we believe he's going to be in good shape. And there's also some places where we're in some knockdown, drag-out fights. Heather Wilson in New Mexico, always, every 2 years, was always in the fight of her life. And we have a great candidate, and his name is Darren White. He's the Bernalillo County Sheriff there, who has just made a great name for himself and is in a just tough, tough knockdown, drag-out fight for that seat. And we believe he's going to pull it off. So, we've got our work cut out for us in some places. In some other places, I think we're going to hold on to some very, very red territory. But another place, like Tom Reynolds is district in upstate New York, we believe we have a really great candidate in Chris Lee, and we think that there's going to be that's going to be a bit of a knockdown drag out as well, but we anticipate winning there as well.
Ken, it's going to be, as you mentioned, a fierce fight to the finish, 4 weeks to go, and we look forward to checking back in with you as we get closer to Election Day.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Ken Spain, a spokesman for the National Republican Congressional Committee. This is Dateline Washington.